wait, there's more. When we plan to add multiple sets of predictors, we have to carefully consider the order in which the sets are added. When we consider the meaning of a predictor's regression weight in a multiple regression model, we're careful to point out that that test of that regression weight only tests the contribution of that predictor to that model. Right? A regression weight is about that predictor's contribution to that model. The same thing when adding or dropping a set of predictors. It's the test of the R-squared change only tests the contribution of that set of predictors to that particular model. In other words, whether or not a set of predictors contributes to a model may depend upon the particular model from which they are added or dropped, or the order in which the groups are added and dropped. So if you want to make a set of predictors look good, put them in early. You put them in early, they're competing with fewer other predictors, less collinearity, better chance of having unique contribution. Make sense? You want a variable to look bad, put it in late. Now, there's another thing to think about in all of this. In general, this type of hierarchical modeling starts with the smallest model and then proceeds by adding selected variables or sets of variables until the full model is reached. So how does one select the order of adding variables or groups of variables from the model? There's a general rule. The more important the variable is to your hypothesis, the more conservatively you should test it. In other words, goes in last. That's why in statistical control modeling, you often see what's called persons, places, things modeling. Demographic variables go in first. Information specific to their upbringing or situations goes in second. Things that have happened to them besides the treatment variable go in third. And the last thing in is the treatment. Persons, places, things. In hierarchical modeling, this means that the most interesting variables are entered later, so they must have a unique contribution to the most complete model. Said differently, the most conservative test of the variable is whether or not it contributes to a larger model. Yeah?
Is the reason that that's the case that people tend to stop once they have that most important variable in there? Or is it?
No, it really is this deep commitment to the notion that conservatism is good, statistical conservatism is good. What we're in essence doing is we're saying that any shared variance ought to belong to the covariate, not the treatment. So this is the relationship between the treatment and the DV. Okay, so here's the DV, here's the treatment, here's something I want to control. Literally what we say is all of this goes there. That this has nothing to do with the treatment whatsoever because it is mathematically shared with the covariate. Now that is not only deeply conservative, statistically speaking, it's also nonsense from a measurement perspective. And there's been a lot of pushback about this idea, specifically among program evaluations folks who will never see an experiment in their life. They are at the whim of whatever the current opinion of statistical control is because they got nothing else. But that is the notion, that we are going to be extremely conservative. It's the same thing as having we got to have only a 5% risk of a type 1 error, but we'll let a 20 or 30% risk of a type 2 error. We would rather miss than false alarm. This is an outgrowth of exactly the same notion. Okay? It's not even as sophisticated as you suggested. That would require thought and a pretty complete understanding of statistics to have that bias. No, it's just this simple. Nothing new gets in unless it's really, really, really looking good. Examples of applying this to testing theoretical models. Many hierarchical efforts have the following steps. Demographic variables. Enter the known predictors based on earlier work. Enter the new variables. The ones that you are proposing make up an important but as yet unidentified part of understanding this criterion variable. Again, this same notion of a new theory has to be able to account for all the old data and some new data that the old theory can't. It's the multiple regression version of what we all learned probably in about fourth or fifth grade. If you've got a new theory, it's got to account for all the old data. and then it's got to do something that the old theory doesn't. Jack up the R-square a little bit more. This provides a conservative test of the new variables because they must compete with all the other variables and each other in order to become a contributing predictor to the model. To show that your new variables are correlated with the criterion but don't contribute beyond what's accounted for by the demographic plus old model often isn't sufficient because your variables don't add anything. An important variation of hierarchical modeling that is applied in psychometric and selection situations is the demonstration of incremental validity. A predictor or an instrument has incremental validity when it increases the R-square of an existing model. A common situation is when someone wants to add a new instrument to a set of predictors already being used. What is convincing evidence? A significant correlation between the new predictor and the criterion isn't sufficient. I've got something that works. Don't say, hey, I've got this thing that works. Forget what you're doing and start with this. I've got something that works. Even if the new predictor has a stronger correlation with the criterion than any of the predictors already in use, it might not be economically advantageous to switch. I'm going to use this new intake. You should use this new intake interview because it's better correlated than the old intake interview. I got 100 people trained to give that interview. I've got a database of thousands that is now going to be virtually useless because we're changing the intake interview. You got to do better than just show me it's correlated or show me that it's correlated a little more. To be impressive, the new predictor must add to the predictor set already in use. That's incremental validity. You walk in and you say, you know, you're doing a really good job of picking up this, this, and this. You're missing this. And missing this is a problem, and I can help you with that. Here's an instrument that measures something you're not currently measuring. The new is added to the model last, and the R-square change test provides a conservative test of its utility. Does it do something for you that you're not already getting done some other way? The same idea, whether it's a pragmatic issue of adding variance or if it's a theoretical issue of adding variance, you're trying to say, we have been incomplete in our model. This will move us more towards completeness.